Good morning. I'm Sir Wendy Haynes, Sports Information Director for East LA College. I'm sitting here with our new women's soccer head coach, Ramon Rivas, who is no stranger to us. He was part of the men's soccer coaching staff under former coach Eddie Flores. So first of all, Ramon, welcome back. Happy to see you. Happy to have you back here. As you mentioned, you started out here several years ago as an assistant coach. You left a few years ago. You were able to get the head coaching job for the women at College of the Desert. So first question is, what was the transition like for you coaching from men to going to coaching women?
Yeah, first off, thank you for the intro, Serwin. I'm happy to be back in LA. LA is obviously home for me. I'm an LA native, and when the opportunity came from Bobby, it was a no-brainer for me to come back and become a Husky again. So that's a great question. I didn't think I was going to coach on the women's side at all, but when the opportunity came to apply, I was a bit hesitant, but I went for it, see kind of where that went for me. And I think that was just a path God had for me to continue my development as a coach and learn different things that, the academic portion of things, just kind of like the, aside from the X's and O's as a coach, right. You just learn how to just build relationships with players, right? So the transition, believe it or not, wasn't as different as right. I thought. Okay. I think that's the word, different. The reason why is because, I've spoken to women coaches and they kind of explain, you got to be a little more sensitive, right? A little, more considerate, which you do. But at the same time, these women want the same work ethic as men. They want to work just as hard. They want to play just as hard. They want to compete just as hard. They want the same level of competition as men, and nothing changes, right? So when I went in, I had the same mindset, and my thing was, I don't see male or female. I see athletes.
Right.
That's what I stuck to, and that's exactly what I told them. I said, listen, I'm not here to see gender. I'm here to see athletes, and that's how I'm going to treat you if you guys want to try to get to the next level and compete and win.
And that's a good segue to the next question, because compete and win you did at College of the Desert. Over 72% win percentage, and you got you earned yourself the team conference champions last year, first time in College of the Desert's history that women's soccer earned conference title. And that short amount of time, 2 years, you actually became the winningest coach in the program's history, dating back at least 28 years to 1997. How were you able to achieve so much in that short amount of time?
I wasn't able to do it by myself. First off, I want to thank my mentors. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. What I implemented in my program was based off what they did and what I liked. So my mentors are a big part of my success. There was a time that, I had the opportunity, and I'm grateful for it, and it was amazing. I had a time to coach at Cal State LA, for a year, and I learned a lot in 1 year. And after that year, I got hired at COD, and I implemented a lot of things that coaches are doing at the next level, which is NCAA, Division II, at the highest level. And I never questioned, oh, are they even ready for it? I just did it, The girls bought into it. The girls were excited, right? They didn't question me. They didn't question my coaches. And I just went in with a stern, game plan of, hey, this is how we're going to do things. It's going to feel uncomfortable for you a little bit, but just embrace it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of what helped, is I made it inviting and I made it comfortable for them to say, you're going to be uncomfortable, but it's okay. So it was just a place, an environment for them to just grow, and they understood that. So that's kind of just, there's no secret. I think a lot of discipline and a lot of consistency, and just everyone buying into my vision. And that went from AD to athletic trainers to my assistant coaches. Everyone believed in what I was trying to do, and I And I said, I told them, and they were on board. So to answer your question, it was, you know, it was no secret, but just consistency and discipline and believing.
And it sounds like that that might be a reason why Bobby called you. Is that how you learned about the open meeting here? Bobby gave you a call?
Yeah. Yeah. I was Bobby was, you know, obviously exploring options, right? He, you know, I think every other program at ELAC is excelling. You know what I'm saying? I think great coaches, you know, from administration to staff, you guys are all trying to build something good. And I think soccer is next. You know what I'm saying? I think soccer needs to be at that level considering our community. And we need to give back to them. And I think it's time.
Last playoff appearance was 2012. Last winning season was 2015. So you're talking about a program that has gone through a couple coaches, haven't been able to find that mark. Of course, you know about the last 4 years. It's been really rough for this women's program post-COVID. Basically, you're coming in at a point where you're basically building from the ground up. So what are your thoughts and plans on how you're going to build this program from where it is now, which is pretty much at is you can't go any further lower than what it is, to be frank. So what's your plans for building this program up?
Even considering and knowing where this program was, I didn't hesitate. I have an underdog mentality, and I like challenges. you know, and it was the same with COD. Mm-hmm. Nothing different. You know, they did not win games. They weren't competitive. And for me, I think coaches, you know, good coaches and coaches that mean well come to light when they are put in positions where there's adversity and there's challenge, right? I'm not saying that this is going to take 1 year. It's going to take, you know, a couple years. But I feel like with establishing a culture, with creating a competitive environment and exposing these players and having a network of coaches to come see our players, we're going to succeed. No, I think that's the foundation of creating something good is making sure that we're competitive and they understand that we want to run something professional. And they have a place to come and get an education and go on and get a scholarship moving forward. You know, that's a priority. My biggest goal, you know, aside from winning at COD, was graduating athletes. I transferred out 8 players in 2 years. For me, that's the goal, right? That's the main point. Absolutely. Is for them to come back and say they're a professional.